passage that Mason read is once again one that you're probably familiar with. There are several passages that Paul wrote in Romans that we've committed to our knowledge because they're some of the very basics of our faith. We are justified by faith. I admit that just about everything I've looked at this week, I've been seeing through different lenses. I've been looking through the lens of my race. Every time I turn on the television or pick up the paper or turn on my computer, it's all right there in front of me. And to be honest, more than ever before, I've been struck with how I have been complacent in the past in my treatment of others. Roy and I watched a movie this week. It's called White Savior, Racism in the American Church, and it's on Netflix if you want to watch it. It opened my eyes just a little wider to the role that the American church has played in racism around the world. Not just racism here in the United States, but racism all around the world. So as I read this passage for today's service, the message that jumped out at me, like it was in huge print, was Christ died for the ungodly. So if Christ died for me, and I'm 100% sure that he did, and Christ died for the ungodly, according to Paul, then I'm ungodly. Wow. I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't like hearing that. I'm ungodly. That sounds so terrible. I'm ungodly. I've spent my life trying to be good and do the things that I'm supposed to do. I'm a rule follower, and I want others to be rule followers. And in addition to that, I am a people pleaser. I want others to like me. So all of this time of trying to be good and doing what I should, and I'm not ungodly? If we go back to the original language of this passage, the word for ungodly is the word that today we use as atheist, without God. While that may be harder, in some ways it's easier. Christ died for us because we were without God. Sure, that's the truth. I consider myself a person who accepts people no matter their race, no matter their social class, who they choose to love, what they've done in their past, or even their faith traditions. I've really come to realize that it's just not enough. It's not enough to accept others. How have I, in my lifetime, stood up or sought justice for those being marginalized by our world? The scripture also speaks of boasting in my suffering. Because suffering leads to endurance, and endurance leads to character, and character leads to hope. To be totally honest, I avoid suffering at all costs. I don't want to suffer. And yet I look around, and I see suffering all around me. I see people suffering from not having jobs, not having food, not having health care. I see people suffering from illness, suffering because they live in fear. And here I am, oftentimes with my blinders on, thinking, how good am I? I've earned what I have. I've worked hard. I've done my best. Look at me. I'm doing good. I guess it's human nature to compare ourselves to others. There are some people that we feel better than. I'm so much nicer than they are. I work harder. I accept people better. And then there are other people that we feel are better than us. Man, if I could just be as kind as. Or I wish if I could just do as many great things as they do. I guess it's pretty common. But what is so hard for us to wrap our brains around is that Jesus died on that cross for every one of us. Not for people of a certain color, not for people who live better than others, not for those who are more educated, not for those with better homes or better jobs, or even people who were kinder than others. None of us have earned what Christ did for us. Not one single person is godly on our own. It's not possible. I guess that could backfire on us, couldn't it? Since we can't be godly, why even try? I can just live my life however I want because Christ died for us all. But this passage is pretty clear. We have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Sharing the glory of God. If we hear those words, we want to share the grace given to us. That doesn't happen when we treat others as though we're better than they are. It doesn't happen when we act as though we are godlike. It only happens when the grace in which we stand is also the grace we share. And that happens when we allow Christ to pour his love into our hearts. That's such a beautiful visual for me. The idea of Christ pouring his love into my heart, giving me the ability to be godly, not godly without fault, but godly with God. Christ proved his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for every single person. My prayer for each of you is that you see God's love in every face that you see, recognizing that every person you come in contact is created by God, that every person is loved by God, that we are all worthy of grace. We are worthy of love. Every person is worthy of their hearts being filled by Christ's love. And every person is worthy of eternal salvation. And that happens when we're willing to share Christ with the world. Amen and amen.